The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is the way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
Respected elders, brothers and sisters, we've gathered here tonight for commemorating the Shahada anniversary of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha on this occasion. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. On this occasion, I want to express my condolences to the Imam of our time, who in hadith we're told that it is reported that he said that indeed in my grandmother Fatima there is a great example for me. Definitely on these nights, the Imam of our time is in a state of mourning and grief, and we mourn with him. And my condolences to all of the believers on this occasion. I wanted to, inshallah, spend some minutes this evening talking about some of the fada'il and one of the life lessons that we can learn from Sayyida Fatima alayha salam. Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli hafidhahullah, one of our greatest scholars, he says that when it comes to the personality of Fatima al-Zahra, speaking about her is both sahal and mumtani', meaning that it's both something which is easy to do and also something which is impossible to do. Why is it easy to speak about Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam? Because there are so many virtues and there's so many excellent things that somebody can talk about her that they're endless. There's so much that can be said. But it's also impossible. Why? Because he says that the depth of her virtues and the depth of her excellence, if you want to take it to be an example of a sea or an ocean, it is so deep that no one can even go and dive into that ocean. Who is Fatima alayha salam? We can only gain glimpses when we hear the likes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. When we hear what Rasulullah, how he used to describe her and what the relationship he had was with her. I'm going to narrate a few incidents that all of us are familiar with, but my request to all of us who are gathered here this evening or who are following online is that don't let these stories just be stories. They are gifts that we've been given from Allah Ta'ala as ways of healing the spiritual diseases that we have. One of the most excellent things that we can do that's very beneficial for our spirit and our soul is to remember the fada'il of the Ahlul Bayt, remember their merits, hear those beautiful stories. When we hear of these true heroes, these true role models, then it's something changes within us. Our heart softens, and perhaps it's a moment for us to repent and to inshallah gain the blessings from coming to this type of gathering. We know that our Prophet in various narrations has said that among all the people, there are two people who are most beloved to me. Who are these two individuals? Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam and Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. Now when Habibullah, the beloved of Allah, the one who is the manifestation for Allah's love, if you want to know where Allah loves lies, you go and look what the Prophet loves. When he says that the most beloved of creations to me are these two individuals, then we know that definitely these two are the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala. And we see in the life of the Prophet that the relationship that he had with Fatima alayhi salam was something so incredible that no one can say that it is just because he was a father who had a lot of love for his daughter. The Prophet was the perfect example of somebody who did things with a lot of thought. He was the embodiment of the aql. He was somebody who would demonstrate in his action his full beliefs. He was not just a father who was had a lot of love for his daughter, but rather he was trying to show the maqam and the status of Fatima alayhi salam. You know the riwayah, you know the hadith that is commonly told, that whenever Fatima alayhi salam would come into the room where the Prophet was sitting already, the Prophet would stand up, but what does the narration say? فَقَامَ إِلَيْهَا. In Arabic, there's one expression where somebody says that out of respect for somebody, when you have a lot of respect for somebody, فَقَامَ لَهُ or فَقَامَ لَهَا, that you stand out of respect for this person who has entered. But there's another time when in Arabic you say فَقَامَ إِلَيْهِ or فَقَامَ إِلَيْهَا. And what that includes is an element of, as the scholars say, of shauq, of passion. That when Fatima alayhi salam would enter the room, it would be like something was ignited. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, is now rushing towards Fatima alayhi salam, excited, happy that Fatima has arrived. And when he would meet her, he would embrace her. And when he would embrace her, he would kiss her. And then he would cause her to take her and he would make her sit where he was sitting. Who was this lady that the Prophet would make sit where he would sit? What was the message that he was trying to convey to the Ummah at that time? We're told that at one point, one of the wives of the Prophet, she questions him and she says that, I understand that when Fatima was young, that you used to go and you would kiss her, because after all, a father kisses his young child. But now she's married. Are you still going to kiss her the same way? Because I see that you're doing this even when after she's married. So the Prophet says to her that if it was possible, perhaps it's not possible, but if it was possible for you to understand the extent of love I have for Fatima alayhi salam, then your love for her would increase as well. Meaning what? Meaning that try to have your heart be moved by the gesture of the Prophet himself. And then what does he explain to her? Just, he says a little bit of the mystery and the depth and the profundity of who Fatima alayhi salam is. So he says to her that whenever I long for the scent of paradise, then I fulfill my longing by going to Fatima alayhi salam and kissing her. For she is a huriya in siya, for she is a heavenly being in the form of a human being. This is who Fatima alayhi salam is. In the one of the riwayat, that's one of the hadith that's reported from our sixth imam alayhi salam, he says that inna Fatima, Fatima alayhi salam kana tusamma, that she used, one of her names used to be Ummu Abiha. She was known as the mother of her father. And we all know this name. We've heard it. Since we were young, we've been told that this is one of the titles of Fatima alayhi salam. But have we thought about what the significance of this title is? One of the scholars, he says that one of the opinions of the ulama regarding the mystery and the secret behind this is that, and perhaps he's basing it on a hadith, I'm not sure. He says that we know that the Quran, in the Quran in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah Ta'ala revealed the verse, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم النبيُّ أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم, that the Prophet has more priority over the believers than themselves. وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ, and his wives are their mothers. And they say that after this verse was revealed, that some of the wives of the Prophet, that they kind of took it to be something which was a mark of pride for themselves. That, oh, now we are the ummahat of the mu'mineen. We have a title. The God has said it in the Quran. We're the mothers of the believers. It gave them a kind of status. And, you know, not to cast any type of, like, you know, doubts or anything like that, but it was, you know, something that was a source of pride for them. Now the question is that if the wives of the Prophet have the special title that the Quran has given them, then what about the daughter of the Prophet? What is her title going to be? So they say that she goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, and he tells her, O Fatima, they are ummahat, they are the mothers of the believers, but Fatima, you are ummu abiha. You are the mother of her father. How can the daughter be the mother? How can the daughter have the status of being the mother of the greatest of human beings? Well, we know that the mother figure is the one who is there to comfort in the times of need. We know that the mother figure is the one who is there to support when everyone else abandons. We know that the mother figure is the one whose heart is always with that one that she is taking care of. And here we see Fatima alayhi salam throughout her life, that she was that source of comfort and support and love for her father unfailingly, without fail, without in every circumstance. This is why she was called Ummu Abiha.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Kareem Azim Alim Halim Hakim Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.